We are going to play this morning with Jason in Brook Park. Jason, good morning.
Good morning.
I have your five questions right here. Again, the rules, if you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. And if you are deadlocked in a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Jason, are you ready?
Yes, I am. I listen every morning, so.
Thank you very much. Question number one, name the quarterback who will start for the Browns in the season opener.
Joe Flacco.
Question two, deep dish pizza is famously linked to what city?
Detroit.
Question three, what is the word for a person who can write with both hands?
Ambidextrous.
Question four, in Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, how many dwarfs had mustaches?
Oh, no. I haven't watched that in forever. I am going to guess five.
Final question. Name the 2006 movie starring Samuel L. Jackson that also starred flying reptiles.
Snakes on a Plane.
All right, Jason, let's get Alyssa back in the studio here. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? Jason, not too bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to take a guess on how you did today?
I'm thinking four.
I have you down for three today, Jason.
Oh, okay.
Alyssa, meet Jason in Brook Park.
Good morning, Jason.
Good morning.
Jason had three. Alyssa, you need three to tie him and four to win this game. Are you ready over there?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Question one, name the quarterback who will start for the Browns in the season opener.
Oh, I know this. It's Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
Oh, I know this.
The worst kept secret.
Let's go, Joe.
Question two, deep dish pizza is famously linked to what city?
Chicago.
Chicago, Jason.
Oh, I'm from Michigan. It's Detroit deep dish. Never mind.
Question three. What is the word for a person who can write with both hands?
Ambidextrous.
That is correct. In Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, how many dwarfs had mustaches? I love this question.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Mustaches. I'm going to say five of them.
That's exactly what Jason said.
Yeah.
None of them. None of the dwarves had mustaches.
Oh, wait, really?
No.
Shut up. Are you serious?
That's why I love that question. And
what?
You,
do they have beards?
They do have beards.
Okay, yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
Or at least maybe one of them had a beard. Well, now I have to Google.
Wait, now I'm looking. Oh my gosh, you're right. How do none of them have mustaches?
That is so weird.
Oh, that's some what's that? What do they call that when you think that you've seen something your whole life, but it's not actually there? Like the Berenstain Bears.
Hallucinating?
No.
Tripping?
No, it has nothing to do with drugs.
No. I know exactly what you're saying, but...
Anyways.
All right. Moving on. Are we still playing this game? I don't even know where we are.
I don't know.
let's see. Question five, our final question. Name the 2006 movie starring Samuel L. Jackson that also starred... flying reptiles.
Snakes on a Plane?
Snakes on a Plane is correct.
Yes!
Final score today, Alyssa with four, Jason with three. Alyssa takes the win today in Alyssa's College of Knowledge.
Sorry, Jason.
That's all right.
Jason, try again some other day. We do have some tickets for you for Cleveland Taco Fest.
All right, sounds good. My name is Jason, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge. On Q104.
I have Katie here from Broadview Heights. Katie, good morning.
Good morning.
Let's play Alyssa's College of Knowledge. I have five trivia questions after we're through. If you get more questions correct than Alyssa, you will win. If she gets more right than you, she wins. If it is a tie, unfortunately, Alyssa still wins because all ties go to Alyssa. Katie, question number one. Here you go. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Question two. If I start learning karate, what is the first belt that I get?
Oh, I should know this. Green belt.
Question three. Name the band from New Jersey who once released an album called Slippery When Wet?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. O-Town.
Question four. What was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
Vitamin D. I have no idea.
Final question. In the movie Back to the Future, what was the name of Doc Brown's dog?
I have no idea.
Are you serious?
Yes. No.
You don't know?
No. Oh. I've never even seen it. Yeah, sorry.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
No. And I don't like dogs, and here we are.
I don't like dogs. That's a bold statement right there. Alyssa, will you please return to the studio? That's an interesting statement. I don't like dogs. Has anyone ever reacted negatively to that before?
Oh, yeah, everyone. Everyone knows.
Alyssa, meet Katie in Broadview Heights.
Good morning, Katie.
Good morning.
Katie doesn't like dogs.
What?
I know.
She just revealed that to us.
I'm just like not an animal person in general.
Ah, okay. Not even cats?
No, not even cats.
Katie.
I know. Sorry.
To be fair, and I'm speaking for Katie here, I don't think she wants any harm to come to these animals.
No. Absolutely.
She just doesn't want them around her.
Just not in her
Correct.
Home.
All right.
Correct.
So Katie didn't do too great.
Oh.
There were a lot of dog questions.
Let's see how you do, Alyssa. There are two dog questions in here. Here's the first one. What is the name of Dorothy's dog in The Wizard of Oz?
Toto.
Toto is correct. Question two. If I start learning karate, what is the first belt that I get?
A white belt.
A white belt is correct. Name the band from New Jersey who once released an album called Slippery When Wet.
Oh, who is that?
Exactly. That's why I asked.
Yeah, that's a really good question. I don't know. Foo Fighters.
It's Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
And I thought that maybe that album was popular again because I saw someone, I was at a high school volleyball game this past weekend, and there was a girl wearing a Bon Jovi Slippery When Wet t-shirt. So I thought that the younger kids were into Bon Jovi all of a sudden.
You can't hear me shaking my head, but
why are you
am.
Why are you shaking your head?
Because vintage band tees are cool. That doesn't mean that the actual album is coming back. The t-shirt is just cool.
Well,
anyways.
That's just ridiculous. Question four. What was the first vitamin to be discovered and named?
Calcium.
Okay, no. I thought this was so easy if you thought about it. Vitamin A.
Oh.
Starting with A.
That does make sense. I do see what you're saying.
Final question. In the movie Back to the Future, have you seen it, Alyssa? All right. Then I don't even know. I shouldn't even finish the question. What was the name of Doc Brown's dog? You do not know it. I'm just going to buzz you right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
Einstein was the name of his dog.
Oh.
Okay. So we had the dog sandwich with the other questions in the middle.
And two people who are not dog people playing this game.
There we go.
All right. Final score today. Alyssa 2, Katie 1. Alyssa just squeaks by in Alyssa's College of Knowledge. Oof,
those were tough.
They were.
I didn't like those questions very much.
Me neither.
Katie, we loved having you, however. We hope you'll try back another day. And we do have tickets to the Cleveland Taco Festival to give you.
Okay. Thank you so much. My name is Katie, and I just flunked out of Alyssa's College of Knowledge on Q104.